The answer to this question has changed throughout history. At first, following a 1791 law, the Senate President pro tempore was second in line to become president after the vice president. Later, Congress passed a law making the Secretary of State next in line if the president and vice president died. However, in 1947, Congress returned to the original idea of a congressional leader being next in line. This time, though, the Speaker of the House was chosen to be the next in line after the President and Vice President.